This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In Yemen, it appears both the Saudi-backed government of President Abd Rabbo Mansur Hadi and the Shia Houthi rebels are moving toward peace talks and a possible ceasefire. The foreign ministry said the government informed UN envoy Martin Griffiths, expected in the region Wednesday, that it will send a delegation to peace talks. Muhammad Ali al-Houthi, head of the rebel Higher Revolutionary Committee of the Houthis, tweeted he wanted to announce his readiness to suspend military operations, including missile strikes into Saudi Arabia. Saudi King Salman, in his annual policy address Monday, said Saudi support of Yemen's government has been a duty in confronting Iranian-backed militia. But he said Riyadh supports UN efforts to end the conflict in line with Security Council Resolution 2216. Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payen said he believes more than international pressures at play to end the four-year conflict.
That there is no military solution to these kinds of conflicts. It can go on for years. And both of them have come to the senses that there should be some sort of diplomatic solution. I think what happened, there is this fatigue. When there is no military solution, some sort of maybe a crude deal will be struck.
A UN Security Council draft resolution is expected to call for an immediate truce in the fighting for the vital port city Hodeida, a vital gateway for supplies, including humanitarian relief. The U.S. has accused a Russian-born citizen of South Africa of taking part in a scheme to help North Korea evade international sanctions over its nuclear missile programs to purchase oil. Vladlen Omchensev is accused of advising Pyongyang how to bypass U.S. sanctions through Singapore-based front companies to launder millions of dollars through the U.S. financial system on behalf of North Korean banks. This is VOA News. The Syrian army said Islamic State militants have been cleared from an area of southeast Syria. Warplanes and artillery pounded IS positions in the rugged Tulu al-Safa region, the last pocket of territory held by IS militants in the south. The IS fighters still pose a threat in the east near the Iraqi border. The Taliban insurgency said it held peace talks with U.S. and Afghan officials in Qatar last week, but no agreement was reached on any issue to end the 17-year war. This is the second such meeting in as many months. Sri Lanka's newly appointed prime minister, following two no-confidence votes, stands to lose his government budget. Parliamentarians opposed to Mahinda Rajapaksa said they intended to remove funding for salaries and other costs in a November 29 vote. The dispute, sparked last month by the presidential sacking of the previous prime minister, brought protesters to the streets in the capital, Colombo. People like lawyer and other like Vidya took part.
I want my son to grow up in a country where he has all the right to do so because this is his motherland. And it is not for a bunch of people who are wasting our time, wasting our money, to waste our future. We will not allow that. The sovereignty lies with the people. We call the shots.
The dispute has hit the economy hard, with the Sri Lankan currency, the rupee, falling to a record low against the dollar and foreign investors pulling out of the country. In Guatemala, thousands have been evacuated after a 3,700-meter-tall Fuego volcano erupted for a fifth time this year, sending ash and lava down. An eruption in June caught villagers by surprise, sweeping away entire communities, leaving hundreds dead and missing. Shares of Nissan and Mitsubishi plunged Tuesday as longtime chairman Carlos Ghosn appeared on the cusp of being ousted after being arrested in Japan over alleged financial misconduct. Nissan Motor CEO Hirota Sakawa said the automaker's leadership has come to the decision to propose he be dismissed Thursday. Ghosn and colleague Greg Kelly are alleged to have conspired to understate his compensation over 5 years, as well as misusing corporate assets. Just 2 days after the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit ended in Port Moresby, security officials Tuesday stormed Parliament building in Papua New Guinea, demanding unpaid bonuses. Images showed broken windows, smashed furniture, and other damage. A heavy security presence was deployed for PNG's first APEC summit. In Northern California, the grim task of finding the charred remains of people killed in one of the worst wildfires in history continues. Hundreds are still missing. The death toll from the so-called campfire has risen to 79 since it broke out November 8. It scorched more than 61,000 hectares of land, incinerated thousands of homes, and obliterated the town of Paradise, north of San Francisco. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.